While ongoing and accelerating struggles at BC Ferries, BCF, to provide transportation links to the province's coastal communities are well documented, the corporation has released details on where its customers report disappointment with service levels most often. Passengers traveling on Route 3 are the least satisfied, according to BC Ferries' annual report to the British Columbia Ferries Commissioner for the year ending March 31, 2023. That report, dated July 27 and posted to the commissioner's website, showed the Langdale to Horseshoe Bay run was ranked at 3.69 out of 5 by its clients. That was the lowest satisfaction level of the 8 major and minor routes surveyed and showed the most marked reduction in overall customer satisfaction score since last year, according to the report. The average, overall satisfaction rankings for all routes surveyed was 4 out of 5. With the Nanaimo to Gabriola Island service scoring the highest rating at 4.25. In addition to Route 3, customer satisfaction tracking was conducted on major routes 1, Swartz Bay, Sawa Sen, 2, Departure Bay, Horseshoe Bay, and 30, Duke Point, Sawa Sen, and minor routes 4, 5 9 and 10. Route 3 ranked lowest in multiple categories. Bottom-of-the-batch customer rankings were recorded for Route 3 terminals. Langdale scored the lowest at 3.68 and Horseshoe Bay was next at 3.85 out of 5. Between 2021 and 2022, Langdale's ranking saw the largest drop of 0.19, closely followed by Horseshoe Bay, which went down 0.15 when compared to the previous year. The report did not go into detail on rankings for infrastructure at each terminal but noted, passenger satisfaction has decreased across nearly all measures, compared to 2021. Washroom showed the biggest drop in score when compared to the 2021 average. Onboard services on Route 3 ships came in last when compared to customer ratings for other routes. With a 3.99 out of 5 ranking, it was the only one surveyed that customers ranked below a 4. That rating saw the highest decline between 2021 and 2022 levels, dipping 0.15 out of 4. The rating of other runs in the survey climbed by as much as 0.35 over that period. Route 3 also lost the most ground in terms of customer ratings on value for money between 2021 and 2022. That ranking went from a 3.55 to a 3.4 out of 5. That put the service to end from the Lower Sunshine Coast with the second poorest 2022 value ranking, just behind the Horseshoe Bay to Departure Bay route, which scored a 3.36. None of the routes surveyed reached rankings of 4 out of 5. The report summed up BCF's customers' views on value for money with the statement, overall, 57% of passengers stated that they were satisfied with value for money of fares. On-time performance, overloads and cancellations. For all routes surveyed, the report detailed that passenger assessments of whether the ferry was running on time were considerably lower this year compared to last. In 2022, rankings for that measure were at their lowest in 5 years, the report stated. BCF's data reported that for Route 3, 73.5% of sailings departed within 10 minutes of scheduled sailing time in 2022. That rate went down from 74.6% the year before and 83.7% in 2020. System-wide, most routes suffered similar late departure rates. The corporation's assessment was that on-time year-to-date performance decreased primarily as a result of delays due to the impact of increased traffic demand and being unsuccessful in securing the required crew on some sailings. Route 3 had the lowest percentage of overloaded sailings for major routes in the reporting period at 31.3%. Sailings between the Lower Mainland and Vancouver Island experienced overload rates, with customers left in parking lots until the next sailing, of as high as 58.5%. Of the major routes, the Langdale-Horseshoe Bay run saw the fewest cancellations of required round trips during the reporting period, at 0.5. The highest number reported for that measure of 43.5 was experienced on the Horseshoe Bay, Departure Bay route. The document's revelations on customer opinions likely do not come as much a surprise to the 4,050 members of the Facebook group Sunshine Coast BC Ferries Complaints. With the filing of the report, they are on record with the independent regulator charged with making decisions in the best interest of the public, to balance the needs of all stakeholders and to hold the ferry service accountable.